This is Upfront Tech. I'm Brian Edwards Teeger. Today, every one of us lives in two places, in the flesh and blood physical world, and in the sprawling collection of data that we spin off every time we open an account, use a phone, walk by a camera, or click something. Now, that data is the bread and butter of the titans of tech. Google and Facebook are not selling you anything. They're selling information about you to their advertisers. But it is also the bread and butter of a shadier industry. The intelligence contractors that design the software that combs through data to decide everything from who should be targeted for an investigation to who should be killed from afar. Our next guest has spent years looking into that world. Pratap Chatterjee is executive director of CorpWatch, co-author of a book called Verax, The True History of Whistleblowers, Drone Warfare, and Mass Surveillance. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Brian. It's always a pleasure to be here at KPFA.
The book starts with your work on the software providers that were helping to target drone assassinations. How did you get started looking into that angle?
We were looking into software contractors that worked for what's called the LEA, the law enforcement agencies. So that's not just drones. It's military, it's police, the drug enforcement agencies. And these are people that practice mass surveillance. They often hack into people's phones and computers, track your number wherever you go. So this is something that is actually much more widespread. And if your listeners have ever heard of Edward Snowden, which I assume they have, they will know that, in fact, this is a much bigger industry. And so I started working on this long before Edward Snowden came out and spoke out in 2013. And I knew there was a connection to the drone industry, but I didn't know the exact connection or how it worked. And so that's where my journey began, to find out who these people, and I was assisted and collaborated with WikiLeaks, who had found a group of documents, a stack of documents, shall we say, of these companies and the services they sell. So some of these companies are actually quite public about what they do. There's a company in Italy called Hacking Team, and they are very proud of what they do. On the other hand, there are other companies. I ran into a Chinese company that you couldn't find anywhere. They weren't on the internet. They didn't want to be known. I ran into them in a conference center where they were selling their wares to people. But it is very definitely a shady, a shadowy industry, as you call them, Brian, because they don't necessarily want people to know what they do. On the other hand, they claim that they do this legally, and they do it for the law enforcement agencies. And all they do is make software, and it's up to the governments that they sell to figure out the warrants and what they're going to do with the data. What they're doing in this industry is writing software.
It's curious to me that that function winds up in the private sector. These agencies are very proprietary about what they do. They control access to ex-